Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
Big XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, I got to say one time for all my people checking in on Facebook Live. I got to say one time for all my good people checking in on Beagle Live, all right? Again, y'all make sure y'all keep up with us. Riding Dirty Radio on Facebook Live, Riding Dirty Radio on Beagle Live, all right? Now, got to start the show off by saying one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. You can always check us out live every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Been holding down the overnight spot for over 15 plus years. One time for anybody who ever checked us out. Gotta love you guys. Also got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. All right, now real quick, let me let you know about our partnership with Live365.com. Last year, during the beginning of the pandemic, we felt a need, we felt a desire to give the people more music. So we partnered up with Live365.com and launched our very own internet radio station. Our radio station is called Ride 95. Again, it's Ride 95. Now, first, let me tell you a little bit about why we partnered up with Live365. Live365 is a hub. It's the oldest hub and carrier of internet radio stations. What they do is they allow you to partner up with them, use their server to broadcast over the internet airways. Now, the unique thing about them is they are a media-based tracking server, which means all the stations on Live365 are media-based tracking stations, which means your music is properly registered, then you receive points and credits towards pay for your music being played on radio, just like terrestrial radio, okay? So Live365 is a great opportunity for any artist to be affiliated with any of the stations over there. They have over 2,000 radio stations of all genres of music. All right, now, we launched last year, and our station is Ride 95. Now, the way to access our station is very, very easy. All you got to do is go to Live365.com, go to the search engine. All right, once you're in the search engine, type in Ride 95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on our station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, say you want to check us out at work. Say you want to check us out while you're riding in your vehicle. It's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live365 app. Once you download that app, go into the search engine. Type in Ride95, R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Click on that station logo, and again, you have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, please lock us in. We are the station giving you what's next in hip-hop and R&B, okay? Do that for your boy. All right, I got to start off by saying this, man. Shout out to my guy, Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X has the world up. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go to his Instagram page, Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X is basically promoting his brand new album. And the album drops on September the 14th. And he just released a photo shoot of him being pregnant. That's right. There are shots of Lil Nas X looking like he's 9 months pregnant. All right? Hey, man, in my comments area, whether you're on Beagle or you're on Facebook Live, man, let me know what y'all think about Lil Nas X. But enough of Lil Nas X. Let's do what we're here for. And let's give y'all the word on the street. Y'all know what it is right here on the Ride and Dirty platform. We are the platform for people to give their story, tell their testimonies, give us their journey, whether it's through art, entertainment, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, whether you're doing music, whether you're directing films, whether you're a business person. Bottom line, if you're a good person, then this is the platform for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, like any other night, right here on the Ride and Dirty Show, I'd like to welcome to the platform Miss Gina Falcone. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
Hey, I'm great. How's everybody doing?
It is a beautiful day in the ATL. Well, actually, beautiful night in the ATL. Definitely, definitely just enjoying life. But the first thing I want to say before we get into this interview is I'm very humbled and I'm very honored to have you on the show to give us the opportunity for you to tell your story to our listeners, our followers, our supporters, and our subscribers.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so look, let's get into the life of Miss Gina Falcone. The first thing I got to ask you is where are you from and what was your introduction to the music business?
Okay, well, I'm from Orlando. I was born and raised in Orlando, Florida. I just always had a passion for music, even when I was younger, in school and all that. And my family definitely was heavy into R&B and all different kinds of music. So I feel like that really kind of influenced me growing up. And I kind of realized early on, like, all I want to do is be a singer.
Okay, all right. Now, and realizing that all you ever wanted to do was be a singer, like, who are some of the people that inspired you to pursue music or some of the people that inspire you to be the great singer you are today?
Definitely it was people like Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, even Alicia Keys when I got a little bit older, and Adele. I even used to listen to jazz like Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, even rock like Guns N' Roses, Metallica. So, like, I really listened to everything, and I still do, and it just kind of influenced me in all different types of ways and sounds and how I experiment with my art.
Okay, now you mentioned Aretha Franklin, and they just released a movie starring Jennifer Hudson, Respect, about Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Now, there also was like a five-part docu movie about Aretha Franklin on. Did you get a chance to check those out or one of those
I actually
two?
Have not. You just reminded me that I need to definitely catch up on that.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, Aretha Franklin was an amazing artist. And she had an amazing story. So if you get a chance, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. All right, now.
Definitely. Thank you.
At what age did you decide that, you know what, I love music, I want to sing, and I'm going to do this professionally?
I would say it was probably, like, my last year in college. I kind of was like, what am I doing? Like, nothing makes me happy except when I'm doing music. So why don't I just go for it? I was always like, you know what? It's never too late. I'd rather go for it than never try and never know how far I could have gone. So I was probably like early 20s.
Okay. Now, when you start, because I like to ask artists this question. What was the building process for you? Did you decide to start writing songs? Did you decide to find a beat and sing over it? Did you decide to do karaoke? Like, what were the building blocks for you as you started to build your career?
Well, I think when I was first starting, I think it was definitely just kind of singing over beats. I know when I was a little bit younger, I would write a little bit. So I think when I decided to definitely start doing music, I found a studio that I felt comfortable in, and I just learned kind of about that creative process, and I had a really great producer and engineer that kind of coached me along the way to releasing my first project. So I really learned how to have that writing experience, how to translate what I was hearing in my head and stuff like that. So it just kind of, it all happens differently, but I guess it was more so I just figured out my process along the way.
Okay, okay. Now, being in Orlando, Florida, are there a lot of opportunities for independent artists?
There are. I definitely noticed the past couple of years it's been a lot more than it ever was before, and I definitely feel like art is really becoming prevalent here, and it's not just, people aren't just focused on Disney anymore, so I definitely think there is an outlet. You do have to look for it a little more than the average, you know, like than compared to New York City, even Atlanta, but I feel like we're definitely on our way.
Okay, now, as an independent artist, what has been some of the challenges that you faced at this point in your career?
I think it's just, you know, getting people to find, not necessarily believe in you, but just to find a team that believes in you and people that you can surround yourself with that have great positive energy and that just encourage you. You know, they could believe in you or not believe in you. You don't really know people's intentions at the end of the day. But if you believe in yourself and you have positive people around you, I think that you can definitely push through.
Okay. All right. Now, being a female artist, have you had any challenges when it comes to people taking you and your art serious? Because a lot of females say, you know, when I go to the studio, it seems like the producer is just more interested in asking me about going out, or it seems like, you know, they're more interested in me being pretty. Like, have you had any challenges when it comes to being a female and being taken serious as a serious artist?
Yeah, no, I definitely have, but I think I kind of made an impact in my city where people know that I'm professional and they respect me, so nobody really tries me that much anymore, but I do still sense it sometimes and feel it, so I think you just have to stay strong and know who you are and know just what you want, and you can't take that crap, and you have to just go for it, and yeah, I don't know, it's weird to explain, because usually guys don't really understand it, but it can be difficult. But like I said, you just have to stay strong and know your worth, and everything else doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Now, being a singer and a songwriter, I got to ask, what do you prefer, putting pen to paper or being on the microphone, bringing the words to life?
I would say being on the mic, bringing words to life. I just like to hear melodies, I like to sing them, and then I feel like the words kind of just come out, and then I can kind of be like, oh, okay, structure it, let's write that down.
Okay, all right. Now, being a songwriter, what are some of the things that you must have when you go into the studio to record? So not just being a songwriter, just being a recording artist. Like, what are some of the must-haves for Gina Falcone when you hit that studio?
I definitely need snacks. I'm a snacker. I need some smoke. I need something to vibe out, chill out. I just need good energy. I don't like a lot of people in the studio. I like just, you know, a couple. Sometimes just me and the producer. I don't really like a posse with me. I feel like it's distracting, and I can't really just unlock my true self in the studio and feel free. Yeah, so it's about the energy, the snacks, the vibe.
Okay. What's your go-to snack?
I'm more of like a salty person, so like chips, any type of chip, something like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, from a writing aspect, when you write, is your music more about love? Is it more about your personal life experiences? Or is it more from a fictitious standpoint? Or do you just want to make people feel good?
I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, sometimes it's definitely from personal experience, because I use my music as therapy. You know, I use it to heal me. And if that can help someone else and make somebody else feel something and get through, then that's great. Yeah, it just kind of depends. So it's really a combination of what I feel at the time. I don't try to go into the studio with a certain idea, like, locked in, because it can always evolve and shift. And sometimes when you go in with an idea, it triggers another idea that's even more exciting or better than what you were going in there for. So it just kind of depends on what I'm feeling at that time.
Okay. All right. Now, We talked a little bit about your initial, you know, what made you actually want to be an artist and, you know, getting with the producer. How important is it to surround yourself with the right team, especially when it comes to production and being able to convey what you need to convey to your fans?
I definitely feel like it's super important. You have to find those people that not only understand you as an artist, but you can kind of connect with as a person, and you just feel like that's good energy, and they love you as a person. So I think that's really important to help create beautiful music and prolonged art. So I really like to make sure that I have positive people with great energy and people who, like, hustle and know what they want, and, you know, that motivates me as well. So I really like to have solid people around me.
Okay. Now, if you could change anything about the music industry, what would be the one change you would make?
That's a great question. I don't even know. I feel like maybe social media has its benefits and its negatives when it comes to artists. Like, we definitely have an outlet to be seen, but I feel like it's been so saturated with, you know, people who aren't really passionate. They're just doing it because they feel like it's cool, and that kind of bothers me a little bit, but it is what it is. I feel like true talent and passion and drive will push through.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned social media, and we definitely live in an era where social media reigns supreme. How have you been able to use social media and the World Wide Web to further your career and be able to get you to fans who might not normally hear you?
Yeah, I definitely think having a good marketing strategy is important. Sometimes you have to pay for those little promos, those little Instagram promos or Facebook. You know, that definitely helps your reach. And I think that it's just connecting with people, like not only just posting a pic and going away, but interacting with people. I feel like that's really important, because then every time you post or anytime you release a song, they're going to interact with you because they feel connected to you. So I've been trying to, I'm a very private person, but I definitely am trying to utilize social media to my benefit to get out there more. So I've definitely been interacting more, and, you know, I definitely feel like it is a beautiful tool to use. If you just have to make sure that you know your limits and you make sure you're still mentally healthy, because it could be a very toxic, negative place.
Okay. Now, how hard is it to pursue a music career and have a dating life?
It's interesting, because you don't really know, like you said, like if somebody invites me to the studio, most of the time, they're just trying to, like you said, talk about dating or, you know, trying to hook up or whatever. And I'm like, I came here to make music. Like, I don't know what your intentions were, but it could be a little difficult because, you know, you're kind of in the public eye a little bit, or people have a persona, like a picture of you, what they think you are on social media. And you could be totally different in person. Like, I feel like I don't really give a lot of my personality on social media, but if you talk to me, like, I will open up, I will talk to you, you know, in person. So I think it's just, you never know. People give you what they want you to see. So I think it really makes it difficult to get to know people on a certain level. So those people who want to connect with me, like as me, as Gina, I really appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Now, if you had the opportunity to work with any artist, past or present, dead or alive, what artist would you work with?
That's such a difficult question, because I have so many answers, but I really feel like right now it would probably be Pharrell.
Okay. All right. Definitely, Pharrell is definitely known for bringing the best out of artists. He's created timeless classics for artists that you might not would ever thought of if it wasn't for Pharrell.
Right, exactly. I just definitely think he has, like, a great just mentor, like, vibe to him, and I just would love to just pick his brain. I think that would be so amazing.
All right. Now, it is something that I am so addicted to. I am addicted to what I like to call talent reality shows. I love The Voice. I love America's Got Talent. I love American Idol. There used to be a show called The Four. I just love those shows where artists are able to display their talent. As an artist, do you think those type of shows are good for an artist's career or bad for an artist's career?
I usually kind of look at it as like, okay, I think it's more of a platform to get artists to get a fan base who could kind of rock with them. But I never really see people breaking through. They kind of just come like a little cult. They have like a cult following, which is great. That's awesome. But I feel like it could kind of hinder a career, but it also gives them their fans. So it might be like a give and a take.
Okay, now I'm be honest, I agree with you. Those shows have spawned the likes of Ruben Studdard, who we don't hear from a lot anymore. The only, like, mm-hmm. Jennifer Hudson. And I've seen where it's been a big positive for a handful of artists, but there are way more artists that's been on those shows than I see successful after the lights go on.
Right. Right, I agree.
I don't know. And I don't understand why, because it seems like they have such a large platform, and the farther you go, I've watched artists who get on those shows and might have maybe 1,000 followers on social media, and by the end of their run, they're in the, you know, upper 200,000-300,000. So the shows definitely work.
Right.
I just haven't really seen it transcend to sales and streams.
Right, and maybe it's how you work it, and maybe it's your team around you. You know, if you're finessing those 300,000 people into buying your art, or you start selling a product, or you create a business and you keep pushing, I think that maybe that could work, or maybe people just don't have the right team around them, or they're in some type of contract we don't know about where they can't do what they want to do after shows end, you know? So I wouldn't want to be caught up in that.
Okay. Now, speaking of team, you recently inked a deal with Super X Music. Tell me a little bit about how that transpired and what's the relationship like at this point.
Yeah, well, I've actually been with them for a couple years now, and we've just been rocking and growing, and I've seen them grow. They've seen me grow. They've been, you know, down for me since the beginning, and it's been great, and I definitely am. It's a positive environment. It's supportive. They're like my family, so I really love that, and it's been a great support system, and we have each other's backs at the end of the day, and I'm just really grateful to have them there for me.
Okay. Are they based out of Florida as well?
Yep, in Orlando.
Okay. And you guys have distribution through EQ Distro, which is a branch of Roc Nation. What's that partnership like?
It's actually really cool. So any song I release goes through that distribution, which can come with, you know, getting you know, just getting your music further, like playlisted, having certain marketing tools and things like that. So definitely it's definitely has its pros, and I'm just really grateful for that as well. So I think that's fun, and it kind of lets people see, you know, because EQ definitely does their own advertising for the artists on their platform, and they have a pretty good following. So it's kind of nice to know, like, they have my back too. That's like my little family over there as well.
Okay, no doubt. All right, in your music, will we hear messages that the ladies can take and it'll help them build basically stronger relationship with other females and strengthen their relationships?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely always trying to have a positive message for women and for girls, and to not let men take advantage of you, or you know that you've got it, you know, keep flaunting it, do your thing. Women are strong. So I definitely have those nuances in my music, and definitely the music I'm coming out with is a little more like you can hear my personality in it. And I'm just really excited for people to hear that, because I think that females will definitely relate to that as well.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, you have a record called Show Me. Tell me a little bit about Show Me. tell me the perspective you wrote it from, who produced it.
Okay. Show Me kind of came about one night. I was with one of my really good friends. He produced it. His name's Palmer Reed, and we were just jamming, vibing, and I just kind of, like, had a little – I wrote, like, a little bit line, and he's like, just keep singing it, just keep singing melodies. He kind of started making the beat. I kind of explained to him how I wanted the drum pattern to go. I just wanted it to be, like, vibe and just really pretty, and then I just kind of kept writing when he was making the beat, and then we kind of finished off writing it together. And that's kind of how it came to be. And I just think it's so pretty, and it just, like, touched me in a different way. And I'm just really proud of it.
What's the subject matter?
It's kind of about, you know, you are feeling somebody, you want to hang out with them, and you're just kind of like, you know, show me, like, what is this going to be? Like, are you about it? You know, come kiss me, come show me that you care, come show me this. You know, and just kind of when you listen to the song, you can kind of hear, like, it feels to me like people falling in love. And then when you see the video, you can kind of see that.
Okay. Now, speaking of the video, actually, who produced the song and who directed the video? And tell me a little bit about the video, because I've seen the video. It was just a real good, cozy video. But tell me more about where you shot it, who directed it.
Yeah, there's a company named Second Mile Media here in Florida. His name is Chance. He's amazing. He directed the video. I kind of told him I just wanted it to look like you captured a moment. Like, we just decided to drive to the beach one early morning and just vibe out, like, you know, make it look like just cute. Like, you just followed a couple, and it was just kind of like off the cuff and just romantic and pretty. So we shot it at Cocoa Beach, which is about 45 minutes from, like, downtown Orlando. We shot it early in the morning because I wanted that sunrise vibe. I just wanted it to be really pretty. I wanted that certain lighting. I wanted just kind of like a, I don't know, kind of a sexy, chill vibe, but it wasn't, like, over the top. And it just kind of looked like, yeah, like you said, cozy. And just, you could tell that it was just, like, genuine. That there's okay. Two people that are just enjoying each other's company and just having a good time, and that they could tell they were kind of like, you know, getting to know each other, falling in love.
Okay. Do you like walks on the beach?
I do. I love walks on the beach.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, I got to ask, just because someone in my life asked this, what's the corniest line? What's the corniest line a guy has ever came at you with?
Oh, wow. There's probably been so many. I feel like because my name is Gina, I would have to say, like, all the Martin jokes are corny to me, because everybody's always like, oh, like, I'm Martin, or like, oh, you could be my Gina. And I'm like, bro, that's not how it works, because I have the same name. But thank you.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, look, before I get up out of here, before I let you get up out of here, let the people know, number one, how to find you on social media, the World Wide Web, and let them know where they can hear the song.
Okay, sure. Well, you can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm definitely more active on Instagram. I'm trying to get a little more active on TikTok. But for now, write me, reach out to me on Instagram at @GINA_FALCONE. That's @Gina_Falcone. And you can find my music on all platforms. My newest video is on YouTube. So go and run that up. Share it with somebody you want to send a good vibe to. And, yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, wherever you at, I'm there.
All right. Now, is that Twitter, Gina Falcone, as well?
Oh, it's the same as my Instagram. Yes, sir. @Gina_Falcone.
All right. Miss Gina, again, thank you for coming on the show, sharing with our fans, our listeners, our subscribers. Now, do me a favor before you get up out of here and introduce your record to the world.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. Once again, my name is Gina Falcone, and this is my new single, Show Me, out on all platforms now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Some days I feel like all of the sun rays.
Homegirl Gina Falcone. The name of that joint was Show Me, right here on the Ride and Dirty Show. Alright, it's your boy Big XL. I'm about to get up out of here, but again, y'all definitely make sure y'all follow us on all social media. That's Instagram, that's TikTok, that's Facebook, that's Twitter at Ride and Dirty Radio, and that's RIDINDURTYRADIO. Also on Vigo, Ride and Dirty Radio, and on YouTube, Ride and Dirty TV. Alright? It's your boy Vic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show. Y'all be blessed and just be a good person. Peace.